Yes, sir.
Can you state your name?
James Lemons.
Who has Mr. Lemons?
I have him.
Okay. Mr. Lemons, the next voice you will hear is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, who will be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Good afternoon, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you please state your full name and your ABC number for us for the record?
James Lee Lemons, 226-243.
Okay. Mr. Lemons, I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing this morning, okay? All the way down to my far left, and it'll be to your right, sir, is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. To my immediate left, sir, is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson, sir. I'm going to be acting as your hearing lead this morning. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer is Mr. Westby, sir. Mr. Lemon, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
I don't, sir.
Okay.
I haven't got any mails.
Okay, no, you signed this form, looks like, on December 18th. You signed this form that advised you that you were going to be having a board hearing today on the 7th.
On December 18th?
Yes, sir.
No, I haven't got any
mails
since I've been in
here. No, it wouldn't have been any mails, sir. It's a form, a notification of board hearing that they would have given you and you would have signed. You do have a signature on here dated December 18th, 2018, that you signed this form, sir.
I signed a form on the day I got arrested on December 12th.
Okay, this would
be the only form I signed so far.
Okay, well, on here, sir, I do have a form here that's dated December 18th of 2018 that you signed, as well as another witness signed it, which a DOC officer signed it on December 18th of 2018, sir. That is the date that you signed the form.
Okay.
So on that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or were you representing yourself today, sir?
To be honest with you, sir, I don't even remember signing the form.
Okay.
Okay,
we do have a form that's attached to the file that we have. And on that file, sir, it looks like the same signature that that you had it on some other documentation that you've actually signed. Which was,
you know, I probably did. I've been going through some things with my anxieties and stuff like that. I mean, this is actually like all the prison time I've done. This is probably been the worst I've ever had, the worst experience I've ever had. So I can go into a little something. But I mean, I guess I'm here to speak for myself.
Okay. All right. Well, sir, are you representing yourself today? Mr. Lemon?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, sir. At this time, I want to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay. Mr. Lemon, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases, sir. In phase one, we're going to make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision, okay?
Yes, sir.
We're going to start out in phase one. So you have four allegations listed on your warrant, Mr. Lemon. I am going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. The first allegation on your warrant states that you have violated the Arizona Conditional Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about May 25, 2018, per the task GCMS lab report dated June 4, 2018. So is that true or false?
This is true.
All right.
So the next allegation on Yvonne states that you're in violation of the Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about June 21st, 2018, per the TAS individual testing compliance summary dated June 22nd, 2018. So is that true or false?
Does that mean like I missed the appointment?
Yes, sir.
Yes, this is true.
Okay, the next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 4 as demonstrated by your failure to attend substance abuse counseling on or about June 21st, 2018 as directed on June 11th, 2018. So is that true or false?
I'm going to say it's true.
All right. So your last allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 3 is demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 4625 North Smoke Treaty Road in Golden Valley, Arizona on or about June 26, 2018 without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. It says that your whereabouts are unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. So is that true or false?
This is true.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, then, Mr. Lemon, based on the admission of Mr. Lemon, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed, it was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed. Okay, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal. Mark a couple of things on the sheet. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination, as I told you earlier, whether we're going to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Wesley. Then I'm going to go with some information in the warrant with you, Mr. Lemon, and then the board will see if they have any questions. And then we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Mr. Wesley.
Mr. Lemon was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections January 2nd, 2018. He was arrested December 11th, 2018 by Mojave County Sheriff's Office. No new charges. Actually, I received an email dated January 7th, 2019 from Senior Parole Officer Clark that states, spoke with Magnet Officer Detective DeVries, who stated the offender is still pending charges in Mojave County for one count of felony possession of methamphetamine and one count of felony attempt to destroy evidence. So there are some pending charges that he has. His date back in DOC custody was on December 12, 2018. He has an adjusted community supervision end date of November 14th, 2019, with 168 abscond days. Current conviction, 2010, misconduct involving weapons, 1.5 years. 2010, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. 2010, burglary, second degree, 6.5 years. Prior convictions, he has no prior convictions. This is his first term at DOC. CUIR score 2-2, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. He has a prior term of supervision, 2000. Let's see here. Apologize, the screen changed here. 2008 was an interstate compact transfer from California. He completed 4 months. His disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs noted. Other arrests, 2003, theft of means of transportation, California, felony conviction, state prison. His community risk score is a G2V3.
Okay. Mr. Westbrook, you said that he had no prior, so this transfer from California, it doesn't count as a prior?
Excuse me, just let me know. I think in our summary sheet that we have, as far as his prior convictions are in the state of Arizona. So as far as his conviction that he has in California, that's not including that. So he doesn't have a prior conviction in California. As far as Arizona prior convictions, he has none.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Leonard, I see that when you were released on August 22nd, you were, let me just check something on here. When you were released on June 3rd, that you were released at your approved residence at 4625 North Moultrie Road with Mr. Donald, you're with your parents, Donald and Gail Kemp in Golden Valley. Is that right, sir?
This is correct. I was released January 2nd.
Okay. And then, what happened? When did you leave that residence?
Excuse me?
Did you stay there? When did you leave your parents' residence? Is that your parents' house?
It is.
Okay. When did you leave your parents?
I'm not exactly sure the date.
Okay.
I don't know. Pretty much when my stepdad told me I couldn't stay there. Trying to bring like a female company. They're, you know, good church people and stuff.
Okay. So were you working during that period of time, sir?
No, actually I was away to get a surgery. I have a torn quadricep tendon. And I was waiting to get the proper insurance lined up so I could get a surgery. But the EKG wasn't cleared. Something was wrong with my heart. So, like, I guess I kind of just gave up.
Well, it looks like, sir, as you said in your program, that you referred to state substance abuse counseling on June 3rd, which would have been when you got out. Did you go do that counseling? What happened?
Yes, I did some. I had riot issues and stuff like that. But, like, I don't want to be trying to make no excuses. I feel like I just did what I wanted to do.
Okay.
Because, like, I do know when there's a will, there's a way. And I didn't try hard enough.
Okay, it says it like looks like on the April 12th and April 14th that you were supposed to be at SAGE counseling. You missed your counseling program. Then it looks like on April 19th that they dropped you out of the SAGE program from the NASA program due to your continued missing classes. Then on April 20th, they placed you back into the SAGE counseling and referred you to Southwest Behavioral Health for further substance abuse counseling. Did you not complete that, sir, or what happened?
With the Southwest Behavioral?
Yes.
No, I don't think I did. I ended up going to a place called Southwest Behavioral. Some place where they sit in like a living facility.
Uh-huh.
In Peoria, I think it's called.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, I was supposed to go back and have a consultation with my doctor for the surgery, like pre-op. And I didn't realize that I was supposed to go back into the SAGE, and I didn't go back to the SAGE. And I heard a tone in like one of my parole officer's voices, and I panicked, and I just never went back. And that's when the scouting started. I just say this, they were meeting with me. They were more than, like, meeting with me. I feel like, honestly, the drugs were getting out of control, and I thank God that he pulled me away from that because I was getting out of control. I don't want to be in prison and whatnot, but, like, sometimes that's people just text those type of things, you know?
Well, it does look like on here, sir, looking at your sanctions, your PO went through a great effort to try to work with you to get you in programs, and they put you in the program.
I respect that, man.
Yeah, then you didn't, you wouldn't attend the program, or you would start it, you wouldn't complete it. And then finally, they just decided to just say that your behavior was unacceptable, and they sent you, put you back in custody.
Rightfully so.
Okay. So it looks like, sir, you also had several UAs. You did go and take your UAs, and it says it was directed, and then you were positive several times for methamphetamine, and one time you were negative. How did you, like, on March 20th, you were positive for methamphetamine, then it looks like maybe a month later you produced a sample that was negative, but the rest of the time was positive for methamphetamine, negative, but self-admitted to use of methamphetamine, and you just failed to produce after that. So what's going on with you, Mr. Lemon? You were out for 168 days. What were you doing during that period of time?
I don't know. I just feel like the devil's like kind of holding me, man. It just put his claws in on me. I can't explain it. I just feel like my calling is something different. And like, unless I'm doing what God says to do, then that's, it ain't gonna be right. It's gonna be messed up. It's like, until I decide to do what he said to do in my life,
So have you been doing any drugs since you've been back in prison, sir?
Absolutely not.
Are you taking any drug programs or going to AA or NA meetings?
Right now I'm just sitting in the hole. Like, they just got me sitting here.
Why are you in the hole? Did you do something wrong?
No, sir. This is how, I guess this is the procedure for people who are,
methamphetamine and attempting to destroy evidence. So what, did you have some drugs on you when you got arrested? What happened when you got arrested?
Yeah.
How did you come in contact with the police?
I'm not sure. I think somebody called them. Like, I think this is the best. And like, female that I'm dealing with, you know, like, she's pregnant, she's gonna have a baby, like, in the next 3 or 4 months.
Mr. Lemon, I'm going to see if the board has any questions for you, sir. Seeing no questions coming from the board, Mr. Lemon, the board's coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board that's relevant to your case, sir, before we go into discussion?
I would just like to say that I know I look terrible. You know, I know that I sound probably crazy. You know, I'm just asking that, like, I know that you guys see a lot of people, and you hear a lot of crap and everybody wants to turn it down when they come up in here. It's something I've never done, but I've been raised in the church. I've been raised to know better, but I haven't. It's the choice that I've made. So, like, when people make bad choices and bad decisions and they have to pay for the consequences, pay for the things that they've done, you know, and I feel like I'm just asking for a favor here. I'm just asking that you actually hear these words and just know that I'm serious. But at the same time, like, you know, do your job and just know that, like, God has a calling on me. You know, and I know that, like, I'm claiming that I'm going to be able to fulfill that before I die. That I'm going to be able to do something good for His kingdom. And not, you know, like, that people are going to be able to see all my shortcomings and all the things I've been through in the negative light, and that's going to be a testimony for what I do good, for what I do great, for what I do in the name of Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not just saying that. I do know this, and I'm claiming it right now. So, like, this is all I'm trying to say. And if you hear that, I hope God touches your heart. And if not, just, you know, do what you have to do. And that's basically it. I am remorseful for any, like, anything that I put anybody through. In my company going, but, like, that's it.
Okay, so I just want to ask you before we go into discussion. I see a letter here that you wrote on May 28th of 2018 to the parole officer in Kingman. You recall writing that letter, sir?
I do.
And in that letter, you talk about wanting to be a better person and making excuses of your leg to you do drugs. And it looks like even after you wrote the letter and said all those things, so you continued to use drugs.
I was already like so deep into it, like I've never been this that bound up in those things. I've done some drugs, they were like, it's so cheap, it's so like that, like my habit was ridiculous and I couldn't shake it.
Okay.
You know, like, to the point where, like, the words would come out, but, like, I couldn't get a hold of God, you know? I couldn't get a hold of, like, what I needed to because, like, it was just, I was just bound up, like, chained up. Like, this was my everyday agenda, was to get high, and I couldn't shake it. And I had never been like that where I just couldn't shake it at all.
Sometimes those drugs
making me a toxic person. I'm telling you, I'm so toxic. Just like I was so hard to be around.
All right. Well, sir, it sounds like you're trying to get yourself together, Mr. Lillen. We're going to go into a discussion. While the boys in discussion, sir, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place. We'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Boys, now into discussion. Mr. Lemon is admitting that he just got caught up in the methamphetamine and doing drugs, and it just got the best of him, where then his daily life consumed him to just getting drugs. He feels like he has a higher calling in life, and he wants to try to go ahead and do that. He does have a pending charge of possession of meth and attempting to destroy evidence that he has in there. He was in Absconder for 168 days, which is certainly something that's very hard to overlook, that he didn't maintain and stay in contact with his parole officer during that time. And the fact that his parole officer went well beyond at least three programs, he tried to put him in for drug rehab, and he didn't go to those. It appears that Mr. Lemon says he was trying to get off the drugs while he was out, and just wasn't able to do it. However, since he's been incarcerated, he says he hasn't done any drugs. He's just been in the hole, and, you know, hopefully that's given him the opportunity to get off the drugs, and hopefully during that period of time, he'll work on the program while he's in prison, and when he gets released in November, that he'll be a better person and won't be on drugs. But taking this opportunity to just get himself together, he'll be released on November 14th of 2019, when his time is
going.
When he'll be released. So I am I just think that at this time it's going to be best for Mr. Lemon to go ahead and complete his time. Looks like he's trying to turn a corner with where he's at now, and I think that'll help him out. That's my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues.
Okay.
Here's my other comments coming from the colleagues, and I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Lemon. Find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he had lapsed or was about to lapse in criminal ways of company, as he does have a pending charge of possession of drugs, as well as testing positive and is on admission for the use of drugs during that period of time. That's my motion.
Second.
McGrillagree.
Okay, motion by myself. Second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Lemon.
Yes, sir.
So the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. However, you will be released on November 14th of 2019. At that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. So it really sounds as though you may be trying to turn that corner and get off drugs right now. Looks like while you've been there, that you haven't been any drugs, that you've been in the hole, so you haven't had access to any drugs. So try to get involved in NA or AA or any drug or rehab programs that they have in prison. So that while you're there, so that you can get yourself together, so that when you are released, that you'll be able to get out and be a stronger person, be a productive person, and not have any negative contacts with law enforcement again, and not have to get caught up on using drugs, okay? Mr. Lemon, I want to thank you for participating in your hearing today, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Please just set the phone down so that the next person can come in, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. You have a good day.
God bless you, guys.
You too, sir.